AI leader Sam Altman calls out increasing anti-Semitism, particularly on the American left. By Joshua Klein on December 8, 2023. Artificial intelligence leader and OpenAI CEO Sam Altman admitted to being totally wrong about rising anti-Semitism, particularly on the American left, as many who have long supported left-wing causes and personalities face a mounting crisis as they witness a surge of anti-Jewish hostilities emanating from the left. In a viral X post from Thursday evening, Times Magazine CEO of the Year Sam Altman became the latest prominent figure to take note of the phenomenon and rethink their views. "For a long time I said that anti-Semitism, particularly on the American left, was not as bad as people claimed. I'd like to just state that I was totally wrong," the tech entrepreneur wrote. "I still don't understand it, really. Or know what to do about it," he added, "but it is so fucked." Admitting to being wrong takes courage and moral clarity, so thank you. When I used to warn people about the anti-Semitism of the far left that I was called a Republican immediately, responded Sarah E. Dan, a former Miss Iraq who was forced to flee her native country after posting a selfie of herself and Miss Israel. "Glad to see Dems are waking up finally to our warning," she added. The message comes as many experience a rude awakening to the overtly anti-Semitic rhetoric of left-wing personalities, groups and institutions, especially since the brutal October 7th massacre, the deadliest against Jewish people since the Nazi Holocaust, which saw the torture, rape, execution, immolation, and abduction of hundreds of Israelis of all ages, mostly civilians, and dozens of Americans. Following the attack, the Black Lives Matter, BLM, grassroots organization showed support for the Palestinian terror group Hamas, the perpetrators of the October 7th massacre and attack against the Jewish people. Watch, graphic content warning, home where Hamas murdered an Israeli family in Kibbutz Be'eri. BLM's Chicago chapter even posted a photo reading, "I Stand with Palestine," which featured a paraglider with the Palestinian flag, which is notable because Hamas gunmen paraglided into a music festival in Israel and attacked the attendees. Subsequently, staff at the Cooper Union College in New York City locked a group of Jewish students in the campus library for their own safety on October 25 when a mob of chanting far-left pro-Palestinian students tried to gain access and pounded on the windows and the doors. "I don't think anyone actually realized just how bad our nation's problem with anti-Semitism on the left is," wrote columnist David Marcus. "Now we have to fix it. Before October 7th, I truly believed that anti-Semitism on the left was not a serious problem, that it was a fringe viewpoint that was overblown for political purposes. I so badly wanted to believe that those purportedly fighting for justice couldn't be anti-Semites," wrote foreign policy analyst Joe Roberts, who serves as chair of the far-left Meretz Canada. "I was wrong," he admitted. "I remember when I was accused of politicizing anti-Semitism when I pointed out the left has a serious, serious problem with anti-Semitism," wrote Ariel Davidson, a senior policy analyst with the Jewish Institute for National Security of America, JINSA. "I deeply wish I had been wrong. This is everything I thought it would be, disgusting, dangerous, dumb, and totally avoidable," she added. "Confession, I've incorrectly assumed the far left doesn't have an anti-Semitism problem. I believed our ranks were filled with people like me that opposed Netanyahu's far-right policies, not Israel itself," wrote Brianna Wu, a transgender far-left game developer. "That is clearly not true," she added. "I'm embarrassed I didn't see this sooner. Anti-Semitism on the left has been downplayed for so long, and those anti-Semites have repeatedly demonstrated since 10/7, through their open support for Hamas, that was a mistake," Melissa Braunstein said. Following the October 7th massacre, CNN anchor Jake Tapper admitted on his show The Lead that the ensuing days had been a real eye-opening period in terms of anti-Semitism on the left. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D., also admitted feeling a Category 5 hurricane of left-wing anti-Semitism in New York. The remarks were made as many progressives appeared surprised by the rise of anti-Semitism within academic institutions, the young woke left-wing, and immigrant groups, after years of attributing such sentiments mostly to right-wing nationalists, despite their robust support for Israel. According to former Jewish Council for Public Affairs, JCPA, CEO David L. Bernstein, who authored the book Woke Anti-Semitism: How a Progressive Ideology Harms Jews. Progressive woke ideology, which views society through a binary of oppressors and oppressed and which increasingly categorizes Jews and Israel as oppressors, fuels anti-Semitism. The presidents of Harvard, MIT, and Penn refuse to say whether calling for the genocide of Jews is bullying and harassment according to their codes of conduct during a congressional hearing on anti-Semitism at American universities on Tuesday, December 5. Watch, Elise Stefanik rips into Harvard President Claudine Gay over anti-Semitism. Left-wing leaders of at Harvard, at MIT, and at Penn quite clearly state their students should be able to promote the mass murder of Jews without consequence. At Rep. Stefanik is quite properly horrified at the responses, wrote Tom Fitton on X. Last week, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, said that left-wing allies of the Democrat Party are allying with anti-Semites to drown out public sympathy for embattled Israel. Last month, Washington Post columnist Mark A. Thiessen urged President Biden and the Democratic Party to confront and address the issue of anti-Semitism within the left-wing political sphere. Meanwhile, many remain quiet on the issue while others continue to incite further hate. Representative Jared Moskowitz, DFL, blasted his Democratic colleagues, whom he accused of being willing to call out former President Donald Trump for things they find offensive while remaining silent on anti-Semitism on the left. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.